Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Much to the dismay of those who were out hunting for the KSRM Easter egg, it has been found. Scott Johnson and Lila Strecker returned the winning egg to the KSRM studios early Friday afternoon to claim their $2,000 prize. They described the particular clues that tipped them off about the winning location on Centennial Trail.
We located it on one end of Centennial Trail. The entrance to park at was by the Sports Center.
This was their very first win in having participated in the KSRM Easter egg hunt for several years.
We walked past it at first and were about to call it for that search of a particular spot. And I had been looking under a lot of picnic tables and park benches over the course of the day. So I checked the bench before we returned back up the hill on the boardwalk. There was something tucked underneath the support of the bench on the left side. Well, it was a package of modest size. It was wrapped in duct tape and PVC pipe. I wasn't sure if we had found the egg. I was excited, but Lila said, you know, let's not get overly excited. We don't know what this is. We might have found something illegal here. So we investigated with caution, and sure enough, it was the egg. We were super excited.
The winners offered some tips on how they found the KSRM Easter egg.
A lot of these sponsor clues were giving us hints, like there's a bridge. We're thinking some kind of through hike with also the ability to double back.
Scott and Lila provide advice for finding the egg next time.
Definitely go to the sponsor locations.
And when asked what they're going to do with that $2,000 prize, Scott said,
"Well, we both owe quite a bit in taxes this year."
Congratulations to Scott and Lila. And mark your calendars for the 2023 KSRM Easter Egg Hunt. The Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill that helps address issues surrounding food security in Alaska. House Bill 298 establishes the Alaska Food Strategy Task Force. It passed on a 29-2 vote. Representative Liz Snyder of Anchorage.
I, too, share a healthy skepticism around task force. Sometimes they're successful and sometimes they're not. But in this case, when we were designing HB 298, we turned to one of the most recent task forces that have been working in Alaska over the past several years. And in fact, it's one that has been wildly successful and one that has been focused on food. And I'm talking about the Mariculture Task Force.
Representative Snyder added,
"We take the task force, who is made up of individuals on the ground, on the water, doing the work every day, who know way more about food issues than we do here in this body. They make the recommendations. It can come to the existing Food and Farm Caucus where they can look at those recommendations from a holistic standpoint."
The task force is a multidisciplinary task force on Alaska's food systems and sovereignty with the goal of improving food security for the long-term benefit of Alaska's communities, economy, and environment. Sitting members will come from varying communities and interests across the state and be representative of Alaska's diverse population. Work of the task force will complement and expand on the Governor's Food Security and Independence Task Force and the state legislature's Food and Farm Caucus. House Bill 298 passed on a 29-2 vote and moves to the Senate for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.